Parshas Tetzaveh. Atah tetzaveh et bnei Yisrael. You should command the children of Israel. Viku elecha. They will take to you shemen zayit zach ketit. Right, it should be oil of shemen zayit, of olive oil, zach, pure, ketit, like crushed, lema'or, for light, lahalot ne'etamid, to bring up an eternal light. Okay. So I think Ravali asked the question, why does Parshas Tetzaveh, Parshas Tetzaveh is straight after the Parshas Truma, which speaks about the building of the Mishkan and the Kelim. And Parshas Tetzaveh is the big day kahuna. But it starts with the mitzvah of Shemen Zayit Zach for the menorah, for the oil for the menorah. Yeah? And it speaks about light in the menorah. Right, Aaron Ubanav, Me'erev Ad Boker, from the morning, evening in the morning, right? And Chukat Olam, Fuchule. So why is the menorah the mitzvah in between these two parashas? So he comes to explain as far as he says that the concept of the menorah, we know from Gemara and Shabbos, that there was a nes with the Ner Tamid, the western light, whatever the western light is, it was first to be lit, and it was the last to extinguish. And that was a nes. What was a nes? The nes was to show us the Shekhinah is Shuriyah B'Klal Yisrael. The Shekhinah is in Klal Yisrael. So the whole concept of the Mishkan, the whole concept is to bring the Shekhinah into Klal Yisrael. That was last week's parasha. Who are the people to bring that Shekhinah? That's the Kahanim. Through the avoda of the Kahanim, the Korbanos, they're the ones, right, that are mekapa on the avonos of Klal Yisrael, the mekapa on the sins of Klal Yisrael. And when Chas V'Shalom we sin, that causes a richuk, that causes a distance, and through their avoda of kapara, right, shluchei derachmona, shluchei didan, right, of the messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of our messengers in bringing the Korbanos, right, they are mekapa on our sins and cause the Shechina to remain with Klal Yisrael. And since this parasha is about the begodim of the Kohanim, i.e. the functioning of the Kohanim, that's what a beged represents. It represents the expression of a person, right? So it says, like it says in the parasha, it says, the begodim are lechavod uletifaret, right? The big day kahuna, says, in Pasuk Beis, it says, right? Kavches. Vasita big day kodesh la'aron achicha lechavod uletifaret. They'll be for honor and for beauty, right? That needs to be explained. But that's the function of the Kohanim. So that's why this concept of the menorah is in between these two parashas. Okay. So now, what is the point of the begodim of a Kohen? What's the concept of beged? So the Loshon beged, right? Beged means clothes. The Loshon beged comes from the Loshon livgod. Livgod means to rebel, right? The first time we see in Chumash the concept of begodim is about Adam HaRishon, after the Chet. When Adam HaRishon was Chote, right, when he sinned, and there was a Begida against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vid Boshishu, and they were embarrassed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them begodim, Ale Teina, right, gave them begodim, to cover up that Begida, to cover up that rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a beged represents a covering up of that begida. Here, by the Kohen Gadol, right? Because we're embarrassed of our physicality. Adam HaRishon was a completely spiritual person. After the Chet, he became, and the whole world with him, and the animals, everything became much, much more physical. The world was Yored, right? We cover ourselves because we're ashamed, like it says in the Pasuk, we're ashamed of Abgida. So Abgadim are clothing, which are Loshon Begida, are a covering of that Begida, a covering of that sin that we sinned. You understand? That's what Begid meant. Here, says the Torah, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol are L'chavod U'L'Tifaret. They represent the honor of man and the beauty of man. I.e., these begodim show man in his proper surah, shows man in his proper form, i.e. these begodim, right, are a proper expression of man. The big day malchus, the begodim of kingship, they represent the expression of man's malchus in this world. And that's what the Gemara says when it says the Kohen is Shluchei Derachmana, he's a messenger of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or Shluchei Didan. He's the in-between between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the concept of Malchus. So his begodim are big day Malchus, begodim of kingship. Why is that beauty? Beauty is always the connecting force, right, of opposites. The spiritual world and the physical world, when it connects in a proper form, i.e. when man's physical body is an expression of his soul, right, of his neshama, and that's expressed in the begodim, then that's beauty. So these begodim, right, represents this expression of beauty. And lechavod, covered, what's covered, represents, the concept of covered is when a person expresses his internality, i.e. his neshama. The kiseh ha-covered, the throne of glory, the throne of covered, is the makom of a person's neshama. That's why when a person goes to sleep at night, his neshama, or the higher parts of his neshama, go and rest in kiseh ha-covered. Because that's a makom covered. The neshama of a person is his covered. A beged that expresses man's neshama, man's inner essence, is therefore begodim of covered. And of beauty, because it's connecting the higher with the lower worlds. Right? That's a synthesis of opposites. Now that we know that, each beged represents a certain aspect of man in its proper form. So learning these begodim in their details will be learning what part of man needs to be expressed in what way. And what, so the Gemara says, is Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara there says, why is Parshas HaBegodim, the Parsha of Begodim, Samuch, the Parsha HaKorbanos, the end of the Parsha, right, the Miluim, the inauguration of Aaron to his Avoda. So it says, just as in the Miluim, this inauguration, right? The chinuch, not the inauguration, inauguration. So just as the korbanos mikaper bring kapara, so too the begodim bring kapara. Right? Kapara of what? Of man's lower self, i.e. of man's begida, man's chet. Because of the chet of Adam HaRishon, man intrinsically has a begida, he has a yetzahara inside him. He has a begida. The begodim come to be mitkaper, to clean man from his sin and from his begida, from his rebellion in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to express man's beauty and his covered and his honor, his real honor, which is the expression of his soul. So it says, Va'ata, Pasuk Gimel, Va'ata tedaber el kol chachmei lev, right? It requires chachmei lev, i.e. the chachma of a person has to reach to his lev. Just in the Mishkan you had, because the whole concept of man's surah, man's proper form, is when his higher persona, his chachma, his man's higher self, is expressed in his lev, in his feelings, in his actual presence. Not that there's wisdom and there's no actual proper expression. Rather, his wisdom gets expressed through his lev. So it says, Asher meleitiv ruach chochma, I filled them with a spirit of wisdom. Va'asu et bigdei Aaron lekadsho, they made the begodim of Aaron to sanctify him. Lekanoli, to serve me. I.e., when you have these begodim, there's a sanctification of man and a serving of man to Kodesh Baruch Hu. These are the midas that a person needs to have in order to be a proper human being, which he sanctified himself to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying here. Now, it says, Mido bad, the begodim of a Kohen Gadol has to be this right size. Also, Mido is a lashon of Midot. Midot means character. Why character is called Midot, measure? Because a proper character trait, Midot Tovot, means a Midah in its proper expression, its proper measure. That's what beauty means. Beauty means when everything is in its proper measure. So, the begodim are going to express man's proper measure of his midas. And that's what we're going to learn. So now these are the begodim. Eile begodim sheyasu. Choshen, Efod, Mi'il, Ktonet Tashpetz, Mitznefet, Avnet. Okay, so what are these? The Choshen, let's go to the Gemara. So it says in Pasuk Vav, Vasu et ha'efod, you make the efod, Zahav tchelet v'argaman v'tolat shani, v'shesh moshra ma'aseh choshev. Right? So you make the efod, you have shtei ktefot, right? The efod goes at the back of a person, like at Sina, Rashi explains, it goes down. Explains like in the horse riding they have that, it doesn't really matter, but that just explains to you how it looks. And you have two straps coming down, right? And you have, right, it says, then you have the Shtei Avnei Shoham, right? And you have the Shemot Bnei Yisrael Lezikaron. You have the names of the Jewish, the tribes, right? As a remembrance of the Zchus Avos, right? So what's the Eifod, says the Gemara? Gemara says, Eifod Mekaper Al Avodah Zarah. Why? Dichtiv, Ein Eifod V'Trafim. When there's no Eifod, says Rashi, there's Trafim. Trafim, you know where there's a lot? Trafim represent the Avodah Zarah. Like when Rachel took the Trafim of Lot, represents his Avodah Zarah. Right? So the Eifod represents Avodah Zarah. Now we see that it's used in a Lashon about Rachel. The Rachel took the Trafim of Lot. And that's the Lashon that Gemara brings. It's brought down in Svarim that the Choshen, right, we're going to see, the Choshen is Vasita Choshen Mishpah, that's coming after, right? Shemekaper, right? Al Ivut Adin, Al Adinim. Choshen, like we say in Choshen Mishpah, you have Choshen Mishpah, it's a chelek of the laws between man and his fellow man. So the Choshen was on the lave of Aaron, and it represents what? Ben Adam Luchaveiro. Now, there's a very interesting thing. You have the Choshen. Now, the Choshen and the Eifod really go together. The Choshen's attached to the Eifod. You have Shasharot Zahav. You have Ktsos HaChoshen. You have Tavaot. Right? And they're attached to the Eifod. So the Choshen's on the front, and the Eifod's at the back. Mishpat, the Choshen Mishpat. Mishpat, we know, Mishpat is the Midah of Tiferes. Choshen Mishpat is the Midah of Tiferes. The Eifod, we told by the Trafim, right, is the Midah of Malchus, of Rachel. I.e., it's the connection of the male-female concept. And now we see the Eifod comes to be Mitkaper on what? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is what? Who, when you Chas V'Shalom, a person does Avodah Zarah, who's this against? It's Ben Adam Lamakom. Right? Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is the Choshen. We're being told that those two things are male-female. Right? Are they connected? When we got the two luchot, what do we get? We get Ben Adam Lamakom, the first five dibrot, Ben Adam Lamakom, and the second dibrot, Ben Adam Lachaveiro. They're together, the two luchot. They're connected. I.e., what are we saying here? Most of us separate. Most of us say, how I behave with God and how I behave with my fellow man, right? Separate. You can be from ben adam lamakam, and you're not so from ben adam lachavera. No, they're connected. That's the choshen and that's the ephod. And when we say that the choshen is male and the ephod is female, so what is it telling us? It's telling us that the male who represents potency is expressed in the female, i.e., what shows how we're really expressing our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How frum we are? How what kashrus we keep? How we daven? No. The choshen. How did Aaron zoche to the choshen mishpat? And then has what's called the Urim v'tumim, the Shemot, that's the Pnim of the Choshen, right? That's the inside of the Choshen. The Choshen was folded, and inside was the Urim v'tumim with the names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shem Av, Shem Mav, it's written in Sfarim, the Shem of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't there in the second base of Mikdash, because the second base of Mikdash was just a shell. The first base of Mikdash had the Urim v'tumim, and they used to go to the Kohen Gadol, and he had like stones. We're going to see in the Chumash, he has these stones which would light up with letters and would light up and would give them answers, Derech Nevuah. That was the Choshen. How was Aaron Zoche to the Choshen? So we know that from previous parashas. When Moshe Rabbeinu was told he was going to be the goel, he was going to take Klal Yisrael, he was going to be the main Navi to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, to be Goel, to be the Goel. He said, but Aaron Achicha, my brother Aaron, he was in Mitzrayim. He was the God Lador. He was dealing with all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to come and take that away from him. And I don't want to cause any kina. I don't want to cause any jealousy. Says the Pasuk, when Aaron went towards Moshe, the Samach Belibo, he was happy that his brother came to be Goel. There was no hakpada, there was no kina, there was no jealousy in any way. Adarava, there was complete simcha in his heart, says Chazal. Because of that simcha, because of that lev tov, that good heart, he was zoche to the choshen. That's the male. That's the shorish. The shorish says, Rav Chaim Vital, why Chumash Breishis is before all the mitzvahs of the Torah? We hardly have any mitzvahs in Chumash Breishis. What are you Chumash Breishis? It's a nice story. Let it be the Midrash. Why need a whole Chumash for that? It's just nice stories. No, no, no. Chumash Breishis is called Sefer Yashar of Midas. Says Rav Chaim Vital, the midas of a person, the midot bad, the midas of a person are before Torah. If a person has good midas, it's easy for him to keep Torah. That's the Choshen HaMishpat. If your Bein Adam L'Chavero is good, then we know that your Bein Adam L'Makom is good. Not the opposite. The female is Bein Adam L'Makom. The male is Bein Adam L'Chavera. And you can ask a kasha, yeah? Because Netzach V'Hod, you can ask a kasha, but that's how it's here. It's telling you in terms of what's the shorish, what's the source of it. That's what it's teaching you now. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing. The Gemara in Baba Metzia says, why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? On Ivut HaDin, there wasn't proper din. Says, what do you mean it wasn't proper din? What din did they do? She said, so the Gemara says, they went Al Pi Din. Says, what? Al Pi Din Torah? What do you want them to do? Din Akum you want them to do? Not proper din Torah? Says, no. They went according to din, but they didn't go according to Lifnim Shuras HaDin. They didn't go beyond the letter of the law. There was no mercy in the din. You know, when you talk about din, when you talk about justice in the secular world, a court of law is a court for what? To do justice. The Gemara says in Brachas, you might think that when you're in a Beis Din and you're making a judgment, there's Divrei Shalom Ba'alma, just peace you're making. It's not Divrei Torah. Kamash Malon is Divrei Torah. But the Gemara is saying, what's the purpose of a Jewish law? To make Shalom, to make peace. That's Lifnim Meshuras Adin. Sometimes you go beyond the level of the law, you make Pshara in order to make peace. You understand? That's what the Choshen is. The Choshen represents, with the Urim V'Tumim, when it had the Urim V'Tumim, then there was no Ivut Adin. In the second Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed because they went al pi din teren. Another Gemara says, oh, sinat chinam. Because if you go with din, that's going to cause hatred amongst the people. It didn't have the internal Urim V'Tumim, God's name. It didn't have. That was a sign of Ivut HaMishpat, of not proper Mishpat. So that's the concept of the Choshen and the Eifod. If a person thinks about only himself, he doesn't see other people, he doesn't care for other people, the Anochi in him, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that same concept of thinking only about yourself, is the same concept of Avodah Zarah. If a person wants to be a frum yid, it has to start with midas. It has to start with a lev naki. He has to work on cleaning his heart, having a pure heart, putting a choshen and putting the urim v'tumim inside. I having a good heart, a heart of Aaron, the samach v'libo, says the Ramban. We have a mitzvah, v'ahavta recha kamocha. And that we know from Torah. Don't we know from the Torah? Rabbi Akiva says, klal gadol b'Torah, v'ahavta l're'echa kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. Who's re'echa? Your fellow friend. That's Poshet. Who's also your re'echa, says Rashi? God. That's, v'ahavta recha kamocha, is the shorash of how you behave with your friend is how you're going to behave with God. If you have a good heart, a caring heart for other people, says the Ramban, it's not that you have to, if you only have one thing and you have one, I don't know, you have one schnitzel and you're hungry, you have to give it to your friend. No, you can eat it. Chayecha kodmin, your life is first. But you have to want him to have. You have to want him to be successful. You want to have to want for him all the best. That's v'ahavta recha kamocha. You with me? That feeling of a lev naki is where the choshen is, against the heart. And that was Aaron was zocher to, because of his lev naki, his pure heart. There was no kina, no jealousy. And there's no taiva, no desire. He wasn't thinking about himself. He was re'echa also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ahavta re'echa kamocha also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is re'echa, your friend. Look what he gave to you. He gave you life. You can breathe, you can eat, you can think. Who gave that to you? If someone actually gave that to you, you felt that way, could you spit in his face? Could you do something against his will? He gave you life. Could you do that? That's what it's telling you. That's the mitzvah of the Torah. After Lech Kamocha, which Baruch was Re'echa, he gave you all this life. Where's your gratitude? You understand? That's how it works. So after the Choshen, we have the Me'il. Vasita et ha-Me'il ha-Eifod. The Me'il of the Eifod. Klil techeles. It's completely made out of tcheles. Vaya pi rosho betocho safa. It had like a edge. Yelefiv saviv maase orek kefi tochra. It was doubled up. yelo lo yikare. Is an issa to tear that ne'il. Vasital shulav, you put on the ends of the me'il, rimone tcheles v'agamam v'tolad shali, little rimonim with a little bell inside, right? Al shulav saviv v'pamone zahav v'tochem saviv. You have these pamone. Pamone zahav rimon. Pamone zahav rimon. Right? That's at the end. So you have what's called a rimon and a pamon. Right? Pamon's a little bell. A rimon's a pomegranate. Right? And the beged is a beged of tcheles. What does Gemara say about this? What's a me'il mekaper? Me'il mekaper aloshnara. Amar Kadosh Baruch, who says God, yavo davar shebekol, something which has a voice, because the paramonim, they make a noise when they walk into the Kodesh, right? From that we get, you knock on a door before you walk in, right? Even when you go home, you knock on the door, it's your house, you knock on the door, so the people don't get startled as you walked in, right? Yavod davar shebekol, v'yikapel ma'aseh kol. What's a ma'aseh kol? Loshon hara. That seems a little strange, because it has these little rimonim zahav at the end. It's mekaper loshon hara, a me'il. What's a me'il? If you think about it, the me'il covers you from the top of you till the bottom. It goes all the way down, right? It's covering all the parts of you that shouldn't really be shown. All, not your lower parts, but your body. Your head's uncovered. And it's made with tcheles. We know what tcheles is. Tcheles is what you put on tzitzis, right? Tcheles represents what? Tachlis. What's the tachlis of a person? So when you're wearing this me'il, you're wearing something which is kulo tachlis, which is kulo purpose. Why does it have to be on your body? And why the bottom of your body, right, towards your feet, you have these little jingles? You have the rimon, you have the pa'amon. Tcheles, tachlis means purpose. So the me'il represents taking your body and giving it a higher purpose. And at the bottom of your body, which is the lowest part, near your legs, that's the lowest part of you, which represents, so to speak, the most physical part, you have these jingles. When you walk into the coast, it makes a noise. You know, in our days, right, when we think of bells, or we think of like things making a noise, it's to awaken us. So like, to awaken us when? In our lower parts. Right? Our lower parts, the nature of a human being is to follow his loins, is to follow his legs, is to follow... Your legs, you don't talk, you don't like, you know, your arms, you actually think about moving them. Right? There's a thought in moving your arms. Your legs... You very little think. I mean, you think about walking in a distance or walking somewhere, right? But your legs don't actually think about moving your right leg before your left leg. There's not like something like that, right? Your arms have actually thought about it. Your legs just go. The nature of a person's legs is ragle yardat mavit. The legs of a person go to bad places. David HaMelech, who represents Malchus, who represents proper kingship, his legs would take him to the base of Medrash. His legs would automatically take him to a good place. We need a reminder. We need a jingle. Every time our legs move, we need to be told, hey, wake up. You're wearing a beged of tcheles. Wake up. There's a tachlis to you. All this physical goof is me'il. Is a me'il. Take it lamala. Elevate it. But it needs to be woken up. It needs that jingle to wake you up. To tell you, don't go astray. We need a reminder. What does Mesillas Yesharim say? I didn't teach you anything difficult. I didn't teach you anything you don't know. I mean, probably did, but it doesn't matter. That's what he says. He definitely did. What, probably? He definitely did. He says, but how do you use my sefer? Read it again and again. A reminder. We need a jingle. every day in our lives, every time we walk, every time we use our physicality, we need to be jingled. We need, hey, reminder, you have a tachlis, you have a trelis, you have a purpose. That physical body needs to be elevated. Me'il, ma'al. Me'il also comes to the lashon of me'ila. Me'ila means when you take something which is holy and you improperly use it. You're holy. Don't do me'ila. Don't use your body for your own benefits. That's me'ila. Use your body for Kodesh, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the purpose, for the proper purpose. Now, why is that a kapara of Lashon Hara? What's that to do with these little jingles? So it makes a noise. Why is the Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara's not even, your mouth isn't covered by the me'il. Your mouth is here. It's uncovered by the me'il. Why should that be represented in the me'il? What's the makor for Lashon Hara? Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? When he forgets himself. When a person's walking with his goof and with his heart, which is attached to his goof in the physical world, his dibur is a dibur ra. His dibur is an incorrect dibur. Dibur, speech, is always a place of connection. When a person is improperly connected, when his whole physicality is connected like an animal to the physical world, his dibur is a dibur of an animal. When you're jingled and your goof is elevated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the way you connect through your speech is a different form of connection, then there's no Lashon Hara. You understand what I'm saying? The physicality of a person creates his the way he connects. That's why the Gemara says, you can tell a person through his dibur. If a person, the Gemara says, if a person speaks improper language or foul language, it's a sign of who he is. It's a sign of where he's going. What interests him? That's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a broken Lashon. It's a Lashon which breaks you from your proper connection. That's what Ra means, to break. Ra is a broken. It's a broken Lashon. If we hear that proper jingle that we're created to elevate our physical selves, then our way of connection, man connects through dibur. Man has two places of connection, right? We're going to see the Michnasayim soon. There's his, the Bris Mila, and his mouth. Those are both places of connection. Man's higher level of connection is his mouth. Because when his goof is completely transformed to its higher purpose, because it's jingled out of the physical, from his, right, from his loins up, he's reminded that his dibur is a dibur of proper connection. It's a dibur of Torah, a dibur of Derech Eretz, a proper speaking. You understand? When man's a physical goof, he's no connection to this tachlis, he's not elevating himself, he's not reminded of his higher purpose, the man as the animal, so his dibur, his expression, which is broken, which he's broken from his proper, his higher purpose. Vasita tzitzahav. So after the meal, we have the tzitz. You make this tzitz. Tzitz is literally something which sprouts up. The tzitzahav. Taho, of zav taho, pure gold. Pritachta alav pituche chotem. It's engraved on it. What's engraved on it? Kodesh Lashem. Kodesh Lashem. You put like straps of blue, this tcheles, right? Vayala mitznefet, it's going to go one of the mitznefet, and yeah, vayametzach Aaron, it's going to be in the forehead of Aaron, v'nasa Aaron et avon ha-kodashim, the avon of the kodashim, right? Asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael, v'chule, shubi l'ratzon. So Rashi explains, what's avon ha-kodashim? The sacrifices. What's the avon ha-kodashim? So Rashi explains here, l'ratzot al adam, this ritzu, to appease the dam that was thrown, v'alachev shikavu betumah. There was impurely, they became impure when they were thrown. Yeah? So that's what it says. So it's about, that's what the pasuk says, the kapara of impurity. The dam and the chele that's brought on the mizbeach is there as a kapara. If it's sprinkled on there in an impure, when it's tameh, when it's impure, so it won't be a kapara. Sitz comes and makes it into a kapara, even though it's impure. Says the Gemara, what does sitz come to mekaper? Sitz mekaper a maisa aze panim, on the brazenness of a person. K'tiv hach, it says here, vaya metzach Aaron, it's on the forehead of Aaron, right? V'k'tiv hatam, metzach isha zona, hayalach. That means when a person does improper acts, right, with azut panim, like bemazed, right, with azut, that's called doing something with, you know, with doing an avera with like strength of an avera. You understand? Doing something which is clearly bad. That's azut panim. The tzitz represents a person's forehead. The forehead is a place of, right? So to speak, the place that's expressed of man's higher self. We don't have hairs covering it. That's the place that's expressed. What's written on the tzitz there? Kodesh Lashem. This forehead, what thoughts have to be in it? Kodesh Lashem. Holy thoughts. When you're bringing a korban to Hashem, the korban, the dam that's sprinkled on the mizbech instead of the dam of your blood that should be sprinkled, the chelev is instead of your, the fat instead of your fat, so you benefited from an aveir or whatever, so your fat a burn on the mizbech. Like the Gemara says in Tanis, that when a person is in a fast, so he's losing his fats, and also you lose a little of your blood, right? It says fats, but it means the same thing. It's like, it's the same sort of kapara. Kivyachol, your whole fast is like the kapara of a korban. You understand? When these things are impure, there's a disconnect. That's what tuma means. Tuma means atum, disconnected. That means it's not going to be a proper kapara, because it's disconnected. The tzitz is to connect it. And we're saying here the tzitz is what? On azeh metzach. Azeh metzach means when a person does something with bemezid, you know, with all the force, with azut, against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a complete disconnection. His mind, his thinking is completely disconnected. The tzitz is to connect. The chelev and the dam of the korban, right, can only be mitkaper if man is connected to himself. When you do an avera, chas v'shalom, a person does an avera, right? How does he do it? Korbanos and mekaper b'shogeg. Very few korbanos and mekaper are mazed. Yom Kippur. Right? Shogig, what does it show shogig? Shogig shows not azut metzach. That you did it accidentally. You didn't do it with force against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sitz comes to change a atima, a disconnection from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you do something with shogig, there's not such a disconnection. The tzitz takes away that disconnection. that atima, that tuma that's with the kodshim. If you bring a korban, you did the mezuzah, it's not shaykh, there's an atima, there's a disconnect for it to be brought and be, for there to be a kapara. The sitz takes away the azut metzach from Klal Yisrael. It removes that azut metzach, that all that we do becomes shogeg. All our mistakes become shogeg. So that means our korbanos are accepted. I.e., the atima, the tuma, the impurity of Klal Yisrael. It's as if he's bringing an impure korban. Right? The dam is impure. The chelev is impure. The sitz is mekaper. That atima, that separation because of our azut from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the place of separation. That's the sitz mekaper. So our korbanos can be a kapara on us and not a korban betuma, not a korban with a disconnect, not a korban which is bemezi, which is a korban of disconnection. You understand? So they're related, the two concepts. That's what a sitz does. That's a tremendous thing. How does it do it? It's a reminder. What's here for? What's your thinking for? Kodesh Lashem. If your thinking is Kodesh Lashem, there's not going to be that Azut Metzach. We need to wear tzitz on us to remind us Kodesh Lashem. Like Tosa says in Kedushin. What does Kedusha mean? What does Kedushin mean? Miyuchedet. This part of man is miyuchedet Lashem. How do you make this part of man specific for Hashem? Miyuchedet for Hashem? Through learning Torah. Torah, when man learns Torah, he connects to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu becomes his will. He's in sync with the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Kodesh Lashem. The chuppah of Klal Yisrael is when? Matan Torah. That's the kiddushin of Klal Yisrael. That's when we get Kodesh Lashem. That's a sitz. Our sitz is Limud Torah. Limud Torah is that which is mekaper, which takes our mezid and makes it shogeg. Through learning Torah, persons, Torah mevi lidei zehirut. Torah makes a person careful of what he does. It takes him away from Averus. Torah tavlin liyetzara. That's the concept of sitz. What type of Torah? Sitz. What does sitz mean? Sprouting. Not a Torah that is a static Torah. A Torah person reads and reads just to understand and collect information. That's a static Torah. The Torah that sits is a Torah of blossoming, a blossoming Torah. A Torah in which he learns one thing and he understands something else. And he's creative in it. Not a Torah, he goes to Daf Yomishir and he learns. Nothing wrong with Daf Yomishir for those people, it's good for him. But not he learns a piece of information and he forgets it the next day. And he learns some more information and he forgets it the next day. No, Torah has to be a growing process, a creative process. That's what Sitz represents, the growth of a person in Torah. And that removes man's Azut Metzach. And that's why Torah, who had the most Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Torah because he was Anav Mikol Adam. And we haven't yet finished because the sitz goes on the Mikbat, right? The Mitznefet that he was wearing. The Mitznefet, we're going to see now what that represents. It's related to the tzitz because it's attached to that. Veshibatzta haktonet shesh vasita mitznefet. You should make a mitznefet of shesh. Va'avnet tase maisa rokim. And the avnet, you make it maisa rokim. Right? So now it says, you make a mitznefet. What's a mitznefet against? Says the Gemara. Mitznefet mekaperet al gas aruch. People who are haughty. Kedir Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, yavo davash abagova, something which is in height, mitznefet, the hat of a person, of the Kohen Gadol, vikaper al maisa gova, on the haughtiness of a person. Yeah? So the mitznefet is mekaper on gas eruv, but it's connected to the tzitz. The tzitz goes on top of the mitznefet, right? So that's what I'm saying. the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, right? How is a mitznefet mekape? Its connection to the tzitz. That's why Torah only comes to someone if he's an anav. Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. He had the most Torah. The Torah of the tzitz is attached to the mitznefet. If a person wears a mitznefet, he's mevatel, his gova halev, the gova of a person, the haughtiness of a person, then it's shaykh to the tzitz, then the tzitz is connected. Understand? The Torah is connected, the Torah a person gets. The tzitz we also see is connected to the ears, attached to the ears of a person behind, right? So that's the concept of shmiya. It has to be a shmiya. Torah's nikne through shmiya. Shema Yisrael. Naaseh v'nishma. If you don't have the connection to shmiya, the tzitz falls. It can't be attached. It falls down. The tzitz has to be with til techer. It has to be connected to the oznaim. The shmiya of Har Sinai. The derech of Torah is naaseh v'nishma. The shmiya of Torah, the hearing of Torah, and then the understanding of it, then the depth of understanding. So the pasuk says, v'shibatzta ktonet shesh v'asitza mitznefet. So first you have the ktonet, then you have the mitznefet shesh v'avnet. That's the how you call it, the
girdle,
yeah, the girdle if you're chassidish, right? Right. So that's the avnet. Taseh ma'aserokim. It's weaved or whatever. So now it says, first of all, what the Gemara says, the ktonet mekape ashvichus damim. It's a kapara for shvichus damim. Why? The ktiv yitbelu et ktonet bedam. The brothers of Yosef, when they gave the beggar, the ktonet, to Yaakov Avinu, they dipped it in izim, the dam of izim, the goat blood. So, and they said, Haker na, see? What happened to your son? He was killed. So that ktonet, right, Rashi says here, it's an interesting Rashi. Remez haya lehem, they understood, the brothers understood from this, shetvila kapar damim, the dripping, the immersing of the ktonet in the blood would be a kapara. Right, kapar damim ola al yedei ktonet. I.e., the dipping of the ktonet in this blood would be a kapara, so to speak, of Yosef being killed. So that's how that was a remez to Chazal that the ktonet is a kapara on shvichus damim. The shvichus damim that could have been with Yosef. So the ktonet is like the upper jacket, right, on top of the mi'il. Now, what does this mean? Why is this? So we see the ketonet of Yosef, right, was dipped in the blood as be a kapara of his. That's what Rashi explains. But it still doesn't really explain to us why this ketonet is against shvichus damim. We see it was used in Chumash. It was used by the brothers to be mekapeh on the sin of the sale of Yosef and Chas v'Sholem, his possible death. The source of killing Pashtus is, like you're saying, jealousy. Right? That's probably the source. It's the heart. When your heart is ra for someone, the upper beged is covering just your body, not your legs. The mi'il covers all of you from the bottom to the top, right? It's bringing your loins upwards. But the covering of just your body, your tiferes, your body, that's your heart. That's what's imbued in your heart. That's the covering of the heart in a proper way is a proper expression of the heart. A proper expression of the heart. I mean, you have on top of that the choshen. So there's two things going on in the heart, like we said before. But this is like the more physical, the whole aspect of it. It's a more physical aspect. Not to be jealous. There's to be samech belibo, there's a tahara of the choshen. But underneath that, there's a more base feeling of a strong jealousy to other people. That's what the ketonet represents. You understand that? What was the fight with Yosef and his brothers? Jealousy. They thought that Yosef was taking them over. They're going to make them into like Esav. He was going to be the king. He was going to be the mamshich of Yaakov Avinu, and they were going to be the shvachot. They were going to be sent away. That was the fight. It was wrong from both sides. But that was the fight between the brothers. That what caused them, that jealousy, caused the so-called dipping of Yosef's blood, Yosef's coat, ketonet, in the blood of the Ezim. So that jealousy is what needs to be removed by the ketonet. That means the lave has to be a lave of no jealousy. The choshen is a higher level. It's a simcha, a wanting for the good of another person. That's a higher level. It's in the same place, but it's taking the ketonet to a higher place. You understand? Avnet. What does the avnet represent? The avnet comes, says the Gemara, avnet mikaperet al hiru alev. Man's bad thinking. What's the avnet? Like you said, the gartel. It separates the lower part of man from the higher part of man. The reason a person has hiru alev, remember, it's a separation of man's loins from man's heart. Man's physicality, when it's separated from his higher heart, right? When there's a separation, yeah? Then man won't think bad things. Man's not following the ways of his loins. He's separated from his physicality. Now, the last thing is the Michnasayim. So the Michnasayim, it's obvious. The Michnasayim was worn to cover Mokum HaErva. Right? So it says, what does the Michnasayim come to? Mekaper? The trousers, so to speak. So the Michnasayim, the trousers, Mekaprim al Gilu Arayas. Dichtiv, Yaselem, Michnasay Bad. You put on the Michnasay Bad. Bad comes from the word Loshen Levad, separation. Lechasot Basa Erva. To cover the basa erva. Bad means separation. When a person separates himself from the physical, he separates himself from the desires of his lower self, that's a kapara of mokuma erva. That should be covered and separated. It should only be used when there's proper connection. But the rest of the world, it should be separated. Okay, now we have all the inauguration of Aaron and Bana with all the korbanos, right? And then at the end of all of this, what do? Vasita perek lamed vasita mizbeach miktak teres. We have the mizbeach akteres. This shouldn't be. Last week I said this shouldn't be in this week's parsha. It should be in last week's parsha. Before we did the mizbeach, we should have the mizbeach akteres. Why is the akteres brought here? Right? And now it ends. After it tells us how it's exactly made, I'm not going to go into details of it. There's only two places that we have a kapara of the ketores, sprinkling of dam. It's chatot hatzibul, anything which is a mais hatzibul, and Yom Kippur. And the pasuk speaks at the end of the parasha. It says, v'kipeh aron al karnotav, on the corners of the ketores, echad b'shana, once a year, midam chatat ha-kippurim, the chatat of Yom Kippur, echad b'shana yikaper alav ledoroteichem, will be a kapar for the generations, kodesh kadoshim hu la'Hashem. It's holy of holies to Hashem. Actually, the Ketoret is in the kodesh, not the holy of holies, and it's the end. The Ketoret is the place, and we know the Maisa Ketoris. The Ketoris is the place of separating from the holies. As you walk into the holy, from the Mizbeach, you walk into the Heichal, the first thing you meet is the Ketoret. The Ketoret is that which separates from the mundane to the holies. I.e., the Maisa Ketoris, we know this from Chumash, the Maisa Ketoris brought the Magefa on Klal Yisrael, but it also brought to Klal Yisrael, because they saw what happened with Korach, etc., right? The Maisa Ketoris also brought the salvation for the Malach HaMavis. The Ketoris has a double side to it. Always the place of separation. If you go wrong, connects you with the bad. If you go right, connects you with the Kedusha. I.e., the Ketores represents the burning of the incense. Smell, says the Gemara, is something which the Neshama benefits from. That's the only physical thing that the Neshama benefits. But it's physical. It's physical. It's a physical. A person benefits from that physically. But his Neshama also benefits from it. It's the place of intersection. It's the place of physicality, physical benefit, and spiritual benefit. The Ketores is written in this week's parasha. At the end of all the building of the Mishkan, I tell you, this is the place of separation. This is the place where man separates. Does he go? Man's smell represents. Smells associated, explain. Smells associated with man, the place where man separates. When man doesn't go after his physical smell, his physical desires, smells associated, I can't explain this, but smells associated, the nose explains it. Vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. God gave man his soul through breathing into his nostrils, i.e. man's connection to his soul is through the breath which the Kodesh Baruch gave him through his nostrils. But the spiritual soul which comes through his nostrils, also he breathes through his nostrils. His whole physical reality comes from him breathing through his nostrils. That place of smell, that place where your spiritual reality or your physical reality are connected, that's the place where man has to separate. And that's what the Ketoret, the Mizbeach Ketoret, represents. That place of separation. And that's why the Ketoret can be either bringing man down or bringing man up. So it's written at the end of the parasha to show us the separation is here. You want to be in the Mishkan? You want to be in the Kodesh? Your smell, your breathing has to be the breathing of the Neshama, the breathing of Torah. That's what it says, Torah shlamati ba'af, Torah which I learned with my nose. It means you're breathing Torah. Your breath isn't to physically sustain you. Your breath is to spiritually sustain you. V'yipach ba'apaf nishmat chayim. That's the smell of the Ketores. It's a spiritual smell. That's why it's awesome for man to smell the Ketores. It's awesome for us to smell the Ketores. Something which made the Ketores awesome smell. It's also have physical benefit. Because it has to be something which is kulo la'Hashem. It has to be a smell that the Neshama is ne'ene, not a smell of physical smell. That's why it's here to separate us.